report that was out today, it's not really looking good for the spring selling season, is it?
Index fell backwards 1 point to 16. That's now at the level it's been in 5 of the last 6 months, indicating that builders remain somewhat very cautious, I should say, about the selling season. They're seeing a lot of competition from foreclosures and depressed sales that are moving prices down, or at least level. They're also finding a lot of consumers simply reluctant to get back in the marketplace right now.
The reason for this reluctance, is it just job-related?
Well, I think the consumer is concerned about where house prices are headed, and that concern seems to come forward more dominantly in those markets that are under the greatest stress. And they are also concerned about the overall economic health. Even with a couple of months of good job reports, they need more consistent, favorable news for a longer period of time before they jump to something as significant as a home purchase.
What was interesting is that the index did rise in 2 of the 4 regions, and it was level in 1 region. Does that mean the drop in the South was just so big that it dragged the whole index down?
Yeah, that's right. The 4 regions that we report on, the South was the only one that fell, and it fell 4 points from 19 to 15. 2 of the regions went up 2 points, and the West remained level. We don't have enough detail to go further down in geographic areas, but it did look like from reports written in that a lot of that was the distress in Florida. And distress because this hiatus in foreclosure seems to have disappeared, and we're back into a foreclosure scenario, making builders and buyers more concerned in that state.
But that might actually get worse again now that they're talking about all these settlements. So will that just end up prolonging any recovery or any even sense of confidence?
Well, unfortunately, there are some states and some regions of the country which are going to continue to have foreclosures because they had so many defaults. That won't be true in a lot of states. 70% of the foreclosures are in a dozen states. And so the other 38 states should begin to see some significant curing because the foreclosures are not a significant problem in those states.